This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Food truck vendors in North Philadelphia are joining forces after several of their trucks were towed away by the parking authority last week. This comes after a new ordinance from City Council pushed some of the trucks to close early. The newly formed Latino Food Truck Association is fighting back against what they say it feels like an attack on them from local officials. Here's KYW's Sunny Morgan with more.
Frank Francisco Rosario, the president of the Latino Food Truck Association, says at least 9 trucks from the association have been seized, despite some of them having updated paperwork.
There's a truck specifically that has the registration, the insurance, has all the paperwork. So we have no idea why they took it yesterday. It seems like they were told just go and take all the food trucks that you can.
Rosario, who started the organization about a month ago, says the organization formed out of frustration due to the enforcement of an ordinance introduced by Councilwoman Ketsi Lozada. The ordinance, introduced last May in City Council, says commercial businesses in the 7th District, including food establishments, have to be closed between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. According to Councilwoman Lozada's office, all the food trucks towed last week violated either licenses and inspections or were illegally operating. They say one of them went unregistered for 5 years. The spokesperson for Lozada's office says they were not involved in the operation of shutting down the trucks, and it was not a direct product of the curfew bill. They say their office is open to helping any business become compliant with law and city code. Rosario says he hopes one day the North Philly food trucks can be seen as a tourist attraction.
They need to make an exception where food trucks, Latino food trucks, and maybe food businesses are able to still operate.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.